Romance of summer. They say romance is dead and summer never lasts, but the streets, man, the streets are full of women's legs and bare-chested men walking along all shoulders like the non-existent wind is tipping them from behind. And I don't quite have a pound for a bowl of tomatoes, so I buy 90p's worth, because I want to eat something soft and juicy. I want to feel pips between my teeth, the juice, I want the juice. And market traders, children all lean and wiry, climbing the market stool frames, tackling their heritage literally. And the girl behind me shouts, "Oh my God," and it echoes as a stoolman parrots it, half mocking, half impressed. She has to walk all the way to the bus stop in heels on top of the hill, whereas he lies with flat ambitions of early nights and earlier mornings. I take my tomatoes into the market toilets to wash them so I can eat them immediately. Inside, the cleaning lady brandishing a broom is shouting at a topless Irish man. He says, "Can't a man wash in peace?" And he is 20-something and has an attractive working man's body, muscular but not too lean. After I've washed my tomatoes and wiped the sweat from me a little, I leave saying, "Not too much trouble, I hope." And she replies, "No trouble." Then, "Oh no, they are good boys, really," beaming maternally. And I don't get people who love the police but hate criminals, because you can't have one without the other. Both are jobs, careers of sorts. And I carry on walking up the way, eating the juicy tomatoes as I go, Dutch vine grown, and so I remember Manchester. And after we walked the Dutch boy to the hotel, the 4 miles back became a 6-mile pilgrimage in the dark, asking cab drivers directions. They always said we were heading the right way, all the way to Denton. And we talked about boys and girls we'd been with, about the dwarf that got hit by a bus but made it into Cambridge, even though she couldn't successfully cross the road. Just like me. I offered to carry Charlemagne back the last part of the way to the 24-hour burger bar, where the serving girl Curry took pity on us and gave us extra fries. And my burger tasted so good I could have cried. Back here in the south, the summer sun means people are clutching tennis rackets but wearing sandals, and I'm confused at first until I see his rucksack. And the whole way back in the coach, I was terrified of the 10-year-old boy's rucksack. I envisioned me having to tackle him to break the glass in the bus and throw out the bag out of the window whilst Armageddon struck. That probably just had pants and socks in it. But I was tired and twitchy, though grateful that I wanted to live. That was progress, I realised. And I spot 20p and pluck it from the floor. Finally, I pass a police van in the middle of the road, 4 men chatting. It's a narrow road after a blind corner and I don't even have the hazards on. I gesticulate wildly at their ignorance and 2 policemen get out and ask me what the problem is. I tell them rationally my reason and they get back into the van and then fail to move it. Unhappy that they cannot arrest me for having a passionate but polite opinion on their own ridiculousness. Probably itching to dispense taser justice, and the little kids stand half naked in front gardens while the world burns, one stop market at a time.